WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Rapper and music mogul Sean Diddy Combs is behind bars tonight, denied bail after pleading not guilty to running a criminal enterprise that engaged in drug, sex trafficking, forced labor, drugs, kidnapping, and obstruction of justice. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
After hearing the news that bail was denied, Combs looked back at his three sons who were sitting about three rows behind him and patted his chest. When I asked his attorney what Combs said to him after that news, he said, quote, I'll see you tomorrow. Why? Because they will be back in court tomorrow to fight that bail denial.
At least nine people are dead and almost 3,000 wounded after pagers used by members of the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah exploded in Lebanon and Syria. Hezbollah blames Israel. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
It was mid-afternoon when the pagers went off, apparently simultaneously in at least three cities across Lebanon. Hezbollah fighters had no warning. Social media shows the devices going off while they were in shops, driving, even walking down the street.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is launching a criminal investigation into Sunday's apparent assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez reports that the suspect wrote a book that included a threat on Trump.
This was a self-published book that was released last year, expressing really in a rambling way his support for Ukraine and how people should be fighting for the sovereignty of Ukraine. But in that book, there was a phrase about essentially letting Iran assassinate the former president. So that's something that investigators will definitely look into.
Authorities near Houston say it was an SUV that slammed into an above-ground pipeline valve, causing the fire that's been burning for over 24 hours. Reporter Chris Fox.
Evacuation orders still in place for the homes just blocks away from the pipeline fire that has been slowly burning itself out, according to pipeline owner Energy Transfer. Deer Park police and local FBI agents call the SUV hitting the above-ground valve an isolated incident not caused by terroristic activity. Little consolation for the neighbors.
I hear a big boom, and then I felt the house shake.
They're not letting us in. We've got to get medication. We've got a pet still in the house.
Peeled the paint off the house and warped some of the boards and killed some plants.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
California's governor signs three bills to crack down on political deepfakes. One outlaws the use of AI to create false images or videos in political ads. Campaigns will have to start disclosing AI-generated materials, and online platforms will be required to remove the deceptive material. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance held a rally in Eau Claire Tuesday. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden spoke as well. It was Vance's second stop in Eau Claire in 6 weeks. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is set to campaign Friday night in Madison. People in southwest Wisconsin are just learning about a cyber attack that happened 11 months ago. Terry Bell reports.
People in and around Richland Center were notified over the weekend about a cybersecurity incident from almost a year ago. Richland County officials confirmed their server was hacked on or about October 4th of last year. A toll-free number has been set up to help people with questions. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's loss to Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The Packers also lost their quarterback in the opener when Jordan Love was hurt late in that game. He also missed Sunday's game against the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that Love's return will strictly be a medical decision and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although LaFleur said he'd prefer Love get in some work. The Brewers got two home runs from Willy Adames and took down Philadelphia 6-2 on Monday. With the win, the Brewers can clinch a division title and a playoff berth today with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few foggy areas tonight, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the upper 50s. Nice day tomorrow, mostly sunny. High temperatures, upper 70s to around 80. And near 80 to the low 80s on Thursday. Chance of rain Thursday night and Friday. Currently 57 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Carl and Peggy Hendricks from the Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh. And Sarah Enwald, Festival Manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, joins to discuss Cedarburg's Wine and Harvest Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. Why Trump is wrong and Alexander Hamilton was right about tariffs. This is sounds wonky, but it's not, actually. This is fascinating. This, frankly, the election could turn on this in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, why Trump will resist the Secret Service. Just my take on this. I wanted to share with you. And a crazy alert. Did he have sex with that woman? A friend of Laura Loomer's is revealing explicit details about her relationship with Trump, and it's reminiscent of Bill Clinton's late 1990s sex scandal. Are BJ's sex? In the second hour of our program, Sam Alito and the German right-wing aristocrat linked to the U.S. anti-abortion movement. Also, Republicans are demanding the press stop calling them fascists, just like I predicted. In fact, they want Democrats to stop talking about Project 2025 because that led to the, we'll get to that. And also in the second hour, a hate alert. There have been 33 bomb threats against Springfield schools. You know, how does this end? In the third hour of our program, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Fox is going to drop by. Is Donald Trump actually the Antichrist? Or even metaphorically, let's talk about it. We'll get into that in the third hour of the program. So our one guest for the day, and I think you're going to find it fascinating. So a lot to talk about today. I wanted to start out with this. Rana Forohar, I'm not certain how to pronounce her name, but F-O-R-O-O-H-A-R. I think it's Forohar. She's a global business columnist and an associate editor for the Financial Times, and she writes a newsletter that, if you subscribe to the Financial Times, shows up in your inbox, every couple days. And I find it absolutely fascinating, some of the most insightful stuff. And she wrote yesterday that one of the big mistakes, in her opinion, and I share that opinion, that the Harris campaign is making right now is refusing to talk about tariffs in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Here's what she wrote. She said, when you talk about tariffs as a sales tax, and by the way, that's how Harris is referring to it. She just, Trump is saying we need tariffs. Harris is saying that's a sales tax. It's going to increase prices. Forget it. Okay, so back to Rana Forohar. When you talk about tariffs as a sales tax, working people in the industrial Midwest don't hear that as a rallying cry against inflation. They hear it as proof that Harris doesn't necessarily have their back and won't necessarily protect their jobs. And I think she's absolutely right. Tariffs can be a very good thing for a country. I talked about this at some length, I believe it was last Thursday or Friday on this program. Off the top of my head, essentially, somebody called in and said, hey, explain to me about tariffs. And I just went off on a riff. And it got me thinking that I really, I haven't written about this in years outside of my books. My newest book, which will be shipping in just a couple of weeks from, booksellers all across the country, is called The Hidden History of the American Dream, The Demise of the Middle Class and How to Rescue Our Future. And in that book, there's a couple of chapters about tariffs. And I reference that in today's article. But, you know, this all began in 1789 when Henry Knox rode up to Mount Vernon on his horse to tell George Washington that he'd just been elected president of the United States unanimously. And Washington asked Knox to do two things. He asked him to, number one, tell people he was going to be a little bit late for his inaugural because he had to visit his mother, who was dying. She, in fact, it was the last time he ever saw her. And secondly, he asked General Knox if he would ride up to Connecticut to meet with Daniel Hinsdale, who was a tailor who was making fine American clothing, which had been illegal prior to the American Revolution, and get him a Made in America suit that he could be worn in, that he could be sworn in wearing. And, you know, so Knox took his measurements and went to Connecticut, and sure enough, George Washington was sworn into office wearing a Made in America suit, which were quite rare back then because for 200 years, England had forbade any American company or tailor from manufacturing fine clothing. You could sell homespun, you know, cheap clothes, but you could not sell expensive clothes. They had to be made in England. We shipped cotton over there, they shipped fine clothing back over here. And thus, we maintained their industrial base. So they also forced us to buy tea, the primary American beverage from the East India Company, and that tipped off the Boston Tea Party of 1773, which I've, you know, written about and talked about at some length here. So when Washington was sworn in, his big challenge was, how do we turn America into an industrial superpower? And he turned to Alexander Hamilton, his Treasury Secretary, and said, what do we do? And just like the same way that James Madison had spent 5 years studying republics, how countries put together governments, including Native American communities, so the subject of my last book, The Hidden History of American Democracy, the same way that James Madison had spent years studying how to construct a constitution, Alexander Hamilton had spent years studying how countries developed industrial policy, or what today we would call industrial policy. Back then, it wasn't quite called that. And, you know, Adam Smith had laid this out in 1776 in his book titled An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations. And what Smith laid out was that only manufacturing creates wealth. Well, actually, there's three ways to create wealth for a country. Number one, you can dig it up out of the ground. You can dig up gold, you can dig up iron ore, you can dig up coal. These are all things that represent wealth. So number one, you can extract it, extractive industries. Number two, you can steal it. You can do it by colonialism. You can go over to another country, you know, like Spain did with Central America, and just steal all their gold and bring it back to Spain. And this produced a boom in Spain in addition to a massive inflation in the late 1500s, early 1600s. And so you can steal it. But the third way, and the really legitimate way to create wealth for a country, is to manufacture things. And, you know, the example Smith used was a tree branch laying on the ground in the forest has no intrinsic value. It has no wealth. It does not represent wealth to the nation. But if you apply labor and tools to it, in other words, take out a knife and turn it and whittle it down into an axe handle, it now has value. It's now something that can be sold or can be used. And that value, even if you sell it overseas, even if that axe handle got shipped over to Japan, the wealth from that axe, from that manufacturing of that axe handle, stays here in the United States because Japan pays you for that axe handle. So the only real way outside of extraction or theft to create wealth for a nation is manufacturing. And Alexander Hamilton understood this, George Washington understood this, every American president right up until Ronald Reagan understood this, and that's why we had average tariffs from 1792 until the 1980s in the neighborhood of around 20% to 30% on, you know, pretty much across the board to keep manufacturing here in the United States. And now what's happened is that because of Reagan's neoliberalism, the average tariff on goods into the United States is only around 2%. And the result, actually, it's 1.2%. And the result of that is that we don't make things here anymore. You know, in the 44 years since Reagan began the crusade to do away with tariffs, a very successful crusade, by the way, that, you know, in Reagan's era was GATT and the World Trade Organization, then George Herbert Walker Bush, wrote the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and all that kind of thing. So anyhow, the bottom line is that we have lost trillions and trillions of dollars of wealth, much of it coming out of the pockets of average working class people. And where did all that wealth go? It went to China. That's why China is the second wealthiest country in the world right now, because they adopted Alexander Hamilton's plan at the same time we abandoned it in the 1980s. And here we are. So now, as Rana Forohar says in the Financial Times, and I completely agree with, Kamala Harris needs to be saying, you know, tariffs aren't a terrible thing. Donald Trump just did them wrong. You don't want to do tariffs quickly. You don't want to kick off trade wars like Donald Trump did. You want to do it in ways that people can plan for it, that they'll build factories, that they know that the tariffs are going to be around for decades if necessary, so that they can recover their investment. And, and as I said, Kamala Harris needs to start talking about tariffs and talking, you know, fondly about tariffs. Because, by the way, Joe Biden has imposed a whole bunch of tariffs in the last 3.5 years. He put tariffs on steel, he put tariffs on cars, he put tariffs on EVs, he put tariffs on motors for EVs, he's put tariffs on a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, we're actually doing this now. We need to be bragging about it and take that weapon, the argument away from Trump.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back. Is Trump going to resist the Secret Service? And is he having sex with Laura Loomer? Is that what's going on? Stay tuned. As a fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a
gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. Helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And code is Tom, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com, code Tom, for a free month supply.
But all he did was make us pay. He slapped them down without a plan. Chaos spread across the land. But Hamilton saw the long-term gain. Building wealth, avoiding pain. A strategy to lift us high. Not just slogans that fade and die. Hamilton had it right all along. Trump just fumbled and played it wrong. It's more than walls and trade wars lost. There's wisdom here, but it has a cost. Terrorist alike can lift us all. Trump just watched the economy fall.
Yeah, Hamilton had a plan all along. Trump just played it wrong. There you go. Trump I am making a prediction here. Yesterday, after this whole, oh my God, they're going to, you know, this guy's going to try and shoot Trump, and he never even, you know, I mean, he never got a shot at him or anything like that. You know, thank goodness. But after that, there was all this talk, all this Sturm und Drang about the Secret Service isn't protecting Trump with the kind of perimeters that you would see around an actual president. They're treating him like a presidential candidate, but not like a president. And they need to be treating him like a president because he's a former president, and there's these people who want to shoot him. Yeah. And here's the problem. Trump likes to play golf on his own golf courses. And the reason he likes to play golf on his own golf courses is because then the Secret Service has to pay to be there. And his friends pay to be there, and people who are members of the club pay to be there at the time that Trump is there. I mean, it's a thing, right? But if the Secret Service was to treat Trump's golf plane the way that the way that they have other presidents in the past, frankly, then I think that they would, in fact, after you know, Reagan, there was an attempted assassination on Reagan, he started exclusively playing golf in the clubs of wealthy friends, private clubs, private golf courses, excuse me. like owned by one man kind of golf courses, but his billionaire buddies who had their own private golf courses. So he said he wanted to do it because he didn't want to put people at risk. Well, Trump doesn't care about putting people at risk. But here's the thing. Trump, on the one hand, is demanding better protection from the Secret Service. But if they had locked down that Trump golf course yesterday so that, you know, the guy couldn't get to the perimeter, nobody would have gotten in except Trump and the guy he was playing with. And that's not something Donald Trump wants. So my prediction is that, you know, they're going to continue going, oh, yeah, you know, quack, 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 quack. And, you know, Democrats need to stop talking about us. I'll get to that in the second hour in more detail. But also that he's not going to take the Secret Service protection at the level that I'm guessing that they're willing to offer. And there's even talk now about Congress holding hearings about this to try to essentially force the Secret Service to give Trump that level of protection. I don't think Trump wants it because he doesn't want his golf game messed with, or he doesn't want his money-making opportunities on his golf courses messed with. Finally, our crazy alert. This is from, remember Ted Yiannopoulos is, you know, how I think his name is pronounced, or Milo, excuse me, Milo. Hang on just a second here. Laura, first of all, you know, what's going on with this 78-year-old married former president, Donald Trump, and this 31-year-old fringe right-wing conspiracy theorist and proud Islamophobe, Laura Loomer? You know, Bill Maher is speculating that they're having an affair, and, you know, which might make sense. Seth Abramson is pointing out that Monica Lewinsky's affair with Bill Clinton got outed by Linda Tripp, her friend. Well, it turns out that Milo Yiannopoulos, the racist, anti-Semitic, misogynistic, Islamophobic, xenophobic provocateur and cretin, was Laura Loomer's comms director in 2020 when she ran for the House of Representatives. He attended political rallies as her escort in 2019, including a white nationalist rally and an event for the Proud Boys. And he is now coming out and saying some, and his relationship with Loomer goes way, way back. They've known each other for a long, long time. And now they're like hating on each other, right? And so, you know, take this with a grain of salt because it's coming from a guy who's very pissed off at Loomer right now. But he is saying, quote, Laura Loomer is telling our mutual friends that her intimate relationship with the president led to the best BJ of his life, although he spells out the word, his words, according to Laura. He adds rumors swirling around Palm Beach that Laura is making salacious, disgusting claims about her time with Trump and that she is the source of stories like this one. I wrote her book, Loomered. He ghost wrote her book. He said, this rings true. It's her M.O. to lie about and then aggressively seek sex with powerful men. Very strange stuff. Again, I can't vouch for any of this, but it's like, you know, the wars have been, and now Marjorie Taylor Greene's getting in on it, too. It's incredible. So, what say you? What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this break. Stay with us.
That you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free
installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, thanks so much for sharing. This is fascinating news. The Guardian reporting at least 8 killed and thousands injured in Lebanon as pagers are exploding all over the country. Apparently, Hezbollah imported thousands of brand new pagers into the country, and they are alleging, apparently, that Israel somehow intercepted these things and put explosives in them. 2,800 people have been wounded after pagers explode across the country of Lebanon. A girl 10 years old was killed. So far, 3 or 4 people have been killed. The Iranian minister to Lebanon, the Iranian ambassador, has been injured. It looks to me like, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Is this the latest Netanyahu escalation in his efforts to keep himself out of prison? Is this, what's going on here? I don't know. And time will tell, but we're getting these initial reports, and they're very, very strange. 35 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind today? Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hi, Tom. A couple of things. First, to answer your question about Springfield and how do we stop it, I say we stop it by holding people like Trump and even J.D. Vance criminally accountable for their rhetoric. They were asked to stop by city and state officials in Ohio because their acts, their rhetoric is jeopardizing the lives of Haitians, of other migrants, as well as those that are in place, what should I call, emergency personnel. The thing is, no one needs to be going through that. And when you got bomb threats, they're having to close the schools, close this or that, because Trump and Vance wanted to double down on the falsehoods of people eating animals. I mean, they know damn well what they're doing. Yeah. All right? We've been through this up and down.
Yeah, these are old racist lies. So far, Michael, the Springfield City, these are the buildings that have been shut down by a bomb threat in the last 48 hours. Springfield City Hall, Springfield's Bureau of Motor Vehicles, Springfield's Driver's License Exam Station, their Ohio License Bureau, the Springfield's Government Center, Clark County Department of Job and Family Services, Clark County Common Pleas Court, Clark County Board of Elections, Clark County Juvenile Court, the A.B. Graham Building, the Springfield Academy of Excellence, the Fulton Elementary School, the Perrin Woods Elementary School, the Snow Hill Elementary School, the Roosevelt Middle School, the Kettering Health Springfield Health Center, Mercy Health, the Regional Medical Center, Wittenberg University, Clark State College, Simon Kenton Elementary School, and the Kenwood Elementary School. And they also canceled their annual Culture Fest on Monday over security concerns.
Look at all that damage that's been caused.
Yeah.
Now, I must address the assassination attempts against Trump. Now, I'm not dismissing what some of my fellow progressives have believed to be a stage, that these happen to be stage or inside jobs.
Let's not go down that Alex Jones road because these are not inside jobs.
I'm not even going to go down there.
Okay.
But my thing is, I wish people would look at that you have a growing number of Republicans that are flocking away from Trump because they see the true colors, they see the kind of guy he is, and these are people that probably lost loved ones or lost money or even lost some of their freedom or liberties following his orders to a T and then suffering the consequences, like some January 6th insurrectionists, for example. And then connect that with the fact that you have a Supreme Court, six GOP justices, three of whom appointed by him, that are giving him immunity. Now, none of the Democrats are the ones vouching for violence or carrying these AR-15s, as Trump and Vance want to claim. No, it's people on their side. And Trump is the one that told people on his side, if there's something you don't like, you got your Second Amendment remedies.
Right.
Those words could backfire on him. I don't wish anything terrible to happen to anyone, even somebody like Trump, but they got it's got to come down to where they got to stop this crap. And the thing is that if you have ticked off one of those Republicans, the Second Amendment zealots, with those AR-15s that think like there's immunity now, where's the accountability? God forbid you got some of these people that want to resort to vigilantism.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's stochastic terrorism, and Donald Trump has been, you know, encouraging it for 10 years now. And or 9 years now, and I think America is frankly sick of it. Michael, thank you. Frank in Hood River, Oregon. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Oh, hi, Tom. Hey, I was listening to right-wing talk radio, also hate radio, off and on yesterday. Mm-hmm. I do it once in a while just to see what they're saying.
Sure.
Well, hour after hour after hour, it was about the assassination. And they're saying over and over, no more criticizing of Trump
yep.
or the Republicans, because then you get things like assassinations.
Yep.
But, you know, and then right after that, the replacements for Rush Limbaugh, Buck and Travis, whatever his name is, they're saying, well, what if we told you to kill Kamala? What would you do? They're talking to their MAGA audience. What would you do if we told you to kill Kamala? Well, anyways... you know, they are the ones responsible for the hatred. You know, it's been hatred for 10 years at least on yeah. right-wing talk radio. Yeah. It's going all over the country, just lies and hatred. You know, and now they're trying to shut the Democrats down. Democrats aren't telling, you know, they're not nearly the, you know.
Democrats are not promoting violence. Let's just be blunt about it. Democrats are absolutely not promoting violence. And Republicans
exactly,
are. Republicans,
exactly.
racism leads to violence.
Right. And if the Harris campaign does not tell the voters how dangerous Trump and the MAGAs are, we lose the election.
Yeah,
and,
well, I think they
that's
are.
What the,
I think that's one of the points that they've been making is that, you know, and this is the point that Trump and J.D. Vance are making now to the press is, you know, how dare you say that we're dangerous to democracy? That causes people to want to shoot us. Well, sorry, you are right. dangerous to democracy, and that doesn't mean that anybody should have to shoot anybody. It means they should be voted out of office, and that's all that the Democrats mean, period. Frank, thanks for the report from right-wing land. Appreciate it. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I was wanting to discuss with you the need to maybe talk about Trump's fleeing the country. And if he thinks that the margin of victory is going to be sufficient so that they for Kamala's victory, so that the states and the Supreme Court won't put him in office, he might flee. So my question is, why don't they confiscate a 34-count convicted felon's plane and take away his passport? Wouldn't they do that with yep. a lot of other people in that same situation?
They probably would. I'm not sure. The charges that he's been convicted of are white collar crimes, you know, by and large, on the one hand. And so maybe he won't get any time, and you know, it's kind of a non-issue. On the other hand, he's been charged with some very, very serious crimes, particularly the state crimes like in Georgia, that could end up with serious prison times. And then on the third hand, even though, you know, the cover-up of his payments to Stormy Daniels involved, you know, bank fraud and election fraud and all kinds of things like that, for which Donald Trump has been convicted now, and he's going to be sentenced, you know, after the election by
Mershon.
Yeah, Mershon. Thank you, Juan Mershon. I think it's important to remember that right now his chief financial officer is sitting in jail as a result of those exact same charges. And his former attorney, Michael Cohen, went to prison for 3 years because of those charges. So, you know, you got Weisselberg sitting in jail right now. You've got Cohen who went to jail for the same things Trump was just convicted of. And so, yeah, maybe we should be seizing his passport and his plane. I just don't, you know, I don't believe that this administration will do it. But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be real interesting in the days immediately after the election to see if he flees the country.
Well, with your widespread audience and respect you get, we talked about it more, maybe somehow that those things would come about because he, you know, if he thinks that's the way it's going to go, he's going to be getting out of Venezuela or somewhere that'll take him.
Oh, yeah, he told Elon Musk that, you know, when they did their little chat on X, he said, you know, you'll have to visit. He said, if this election goes the wrong way, you're going to have lunch with me in Venezuela. Now, I think he was dead serious. I really do. Jeff, I agree with you. And I think that, you know, it's pretty important that we take this stuff seriously. I mean, you know, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Trump flees the country. I mean, that's what wannabe dictators do when their dictatorship falls apart or their ability to be a dictator falls apart. Jeff, thanks for the call. It's just about 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in just a couple seconds. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment here. It's the Tom Hartman Program. The place where smart people get their news.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And as long as we're talking about Springfield, of course, Trump is delighted because we're not talking about, you know, how he wants to ban abortion nationwide, for example. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs? The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
CBS News briefs, Sean Diddy Combs appeared in a New York courtroom to face charges. CBS's Jerika Duncan has the latest.
The 54-year-old hip-hop mogul was charged with sex trafficking, racketeering, and interstate transportation for prostitution following a months-long Homeland Security investigation.
Combs was denied bail. Hundreds of handheld pagers exploded in Lebanon and Syria, killing several and injuring thousands. Here's CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
Israel and Hezbollah have been trading fire on the border with Lebanon for the past few months. It may turn out that these exploding pagers ignite a much wider war.
During a campaign stop in Flint, Michigan, former President Donald Trump said the Secret Service did a great job on Sunday preventing an apparent assassination attempt.
There were four gunshots. Actually, the shots, he never got off a shot. The shots were from Secret Service.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Miss Wisconsin pageant is on the move. The scholarship contest will be in New Berlin starting next year. Miss Wisconsin had been in Oshkosh since 1963. The organization is thanking Oshkosh in a social media post. Three Miss Wisconsins went on to become Miss America during the contest's 61-year run in Oshkosh. The healthcare group that closed hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls is making some big donations. James Kelly reports.
The organization has donated $9 million to the Eau Claire Community Foundation, $4.6 million to the Community Foundation of Chippewa County, and $330,000 to Chippewa Valley Technical College. Local governments are still working to address the loss of healthcare access in the HSHS departure.
I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. It might be time to glove up again for the cast of Scrubs. Cast member Judy Reyes, who played Selena on the sitcom for years, said she's heard rumors of a potential Scrubs revival, but says series creator Bill Lawrence hasn't said anything to her. But the actress indicated that Lawrence would be open to some type of reboot. Reyes played opposite Zach Braff, Donald Faison, and Sarah Chalke on the hit show. Every young or popular actor wants to be part of an A24 movie. That includes rappers, too. Variety says you can add Tyler, the Creator, to the cast of A24's new film, Marty Supreme, which will be directed by Josh Safdie. The Grammy-winning Tyler, the Creator, will join Timothy Chalamet and Gwyneth Paltrow in the film about a ping pong star. The rest of the plot is being kept under wraps. This is Tyler, the Creator's first film role. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies, sunrise temperatures right near 60 degrees with light winds. On Wednesday, tons of sunshine. Light east winds, though, coming off the lake, so we're looking at highs to be very pleasant to the upper 80s, near 80 on Thursday. Right now, it's 55.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. We have from the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Result did not sentence Donald Trump on the 18th of September.
I do.
Okay, that's all I want to talk to you about. Thank you, Tom. Take another call.
Okay, thanks, Morris. Good talking to you. Richard in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you about a bumper sticker that I had made up and a yard sign that I made up myself. My bumper sticker says, love Trumps with apostrophe S, hate. Love Trumps hate.
And oh, the, love Trumps hate. Oh, I get it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And the yard sign, it's a Harris Walls yard sign that I repurposed from a 2020 Biden sign. Mm-hmm. I just painted dark blue and got some stick-on lettering. And it, underneath Harris Walls, it says, instead of MAGA, it's WAGA. We are agreed already.
Ha! I like it. Well done, Richard. Thanks for sharing that story with us. That's a good one. Bob in Desert Hot Springs, California. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I do have a comment to make, but I just want to say that in my opinion, you have the best awareness show on TV. You bring such great awareness to all your callers and the people that listen to you, and we do appreciate it. You're welcome. I just want to say one thing. The great John McCain, the great patriot, the great senator, you know, great man, don't you think he started the lowering of the bar when he picked Sarah Palin as his VP? I understand he had to pick a woman, but he picked the wrong woman.
Yeah.
And she started all this ignorance with not answering questions. And then Trump came. And, you know, I think, you know, that was the start of the lowering of the bar.
I would argue the start of the lowering of the bar was Richard Nixon. but I get your point, Bob. I absolutely get your point. Yeah. You know, you can thank Bill Kristol for that. You know, he and Steve Schmidt, I guess Steve Schmidt kind of got it dumped in his lap. I don't think it was his choice. But Bill Kristol, because he was running the campaign, but Bill Kristol claimed back in the day that he was the guy who had discovered Sarah Palin on a trip to Alaska and was so impressed that he talked John McCain into taking her on. Not bright.
I think Steve Schmidt regrets it because when I see him on television now, he's totally the other way.
Yeah, no, that's why I said I'm not sure that he had anything to do with the choice. He just was running the campaign and he was stuck with her.
But my point is, don't you think John McCain should have had a little bit more, research on that, before he picked her? I mean, there are a lot of qualified women out there at the time.
Yeah, he was trusting his people. I don't know. I mean, the problem that Republicans have in general, and John McCain had this problem too, is that if you're a Republican, you can't honestly tell the American people what your agenda is. Because your agenda is to just roll over for big corporations, to do away with pollution controls, to give big oil $600 billion in subsidies every year, to give tax breaks to rich people, to fight unions, to oppose health care. Although John McCain did at the very end save Obamacare, but every other Republican voted against it, and McCain was a Republican. So it's a tough one. If your entire political existence is essentially based on lies, then you've got to find people who are willing to lie for political power. And those people are not always that bright. J.D. Vance, Sarah Palin, Laura Loomer, Donald Trump, for that matter, for God's sake. It's a tough one. I'm not sure that there were that many well-qualified women who John McCain could have picked, who would have been honest, who would not have been willing to lie on the campaign trail like Sarah Palin did and could.
What about Liz Cheney? That would have been a great pick.
Well, yeah, but she would have told the truth. She would have said, yes, we want to ban abortion. Yes, we want to do away with Obamacare. Yes, we want to end all unions in the United States. Yes, we want to privatize Social Security. She would have told the truth, and they would have lost the election. That's the problem Republicans have, is when they tell the truth about what they're up to, they lose elections. And so they have to find people who will lie. And, so people who are that morally compromised. I mean, we're seeing this writ large, in giant capital letters with J.D. Vance. And this is a guy who just 3 years ago was saying Donald Trump is America's Hitler and, et cetera, et cetera, attacking Donald Trump. And now here he is spreading racist lies about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, simply because he and Trump believe that it'll bring in the racist vote, because they know that if they told the truth about what they're actually running on, a crypto-fascist ideology platform, then people wouldn't vote for them. And so, it's a tough one, and I would not. It would be a fascinating conversation to have with Steve Schmidt, frankly, because he was there.
Yeah.
He's touched on it a couple times. But I think you're onto something, arguing that Sarah Palin was kind of the beginning of the end for Republicans. Although Dan Quayle was he was not very bright at all. I used to subscribe to a little newsletter about Dan Quayle back when he was, running with George Herbert Walker Bush. And he was pathetic, the stuff he'd come up with. He did not understand economics. He did not understand politics. He was a mess, Dan Quayle. So he was kind of the Sarah Palin before Sarah Palin. He just wasn't as vindictive. Bob, I got to run, but thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Sam Alito and German right-wing aristocrats, really? Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood.
And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code Tom.
This is the Shaw, W-A-U-K. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild comes in studio with me. We're going to talk about extra security for the political candidates. And can the Republicans keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.